Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But we've got the Brain Trust with us today. Not only me, we got the legendary Mike Gary here in the room with us, and the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We got a show today. Fred.
Hey, listen, it's great. There's three of us in the booth for the first time in a long time.
Happy to be here.
Good to have you, Mike and Mike. Pair of mics here behind the mic. So there we go. We're mic'd up and ready to roll.
I've been out a little under the weather. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes.
They're getting back into slowly but surely.
Did you make a quick run to Hawaii to get some sun?
No, I was out picking up some TV monitors from the Houston Astro Stadium. Apparently they had a sale on some extra.
They've got those things broken down into DVDs, and they're going to put it. This is
they
really
got them on the walls. So they got them everywhere. They got them also in the video replay room in Boston at Fenway Park.
Well, it's a gigantic story that's going to even get bigger and better. Certainly as the baseball season, 2020 baseball season, gets closer to us, and I'm thrilled to have this much excitement. We've got the president being impeached, and we have all of that garbage going on. And we also now have the desperate desire by ownership to keep people from snooping around what the owners knew and what they didn't know.
Yeah, we're going to spend the whole show on this today. So get ready to settle back and enjoy it a little bit, because Fred's got it. You know, Fred always has a good look at these things from his playing days with the Rams and with the New York Giants. He knows ownership. He knows players. He knows management. He knows coaches. So we'll kind of get into it a little bit. But you've been okay, Fred? Everything good in the new year for you as we get ready to go?
Well, so far we're a couple of weeks into the new year, and I must say that I did. I guess my family does not live near me, but we were in contact, and we had lots of fun. And the girls are in good shape, and they had a great holiday season. And I look forward to seeing them. Hopefully, they're planning a trip here from Oklahoma in February, so maybe you'll get to see them.
Follow Fred if you want to follow him along. Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The NBA season is off and rolling, and we're down to the final four in the NFL. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. And like I said, it's conference championship time in the NFL, and you can follow all the lines at BetOnline.ag. The early game on Sunday features Cinderella, Tennessee on the road at KC, a touchdown favorite with a total in the low 50s. And on Sunday evening, Green Bay heads to San Francisco as a touchdown dog with a total in the mid 40s. Who will reign supreme and hoist the conference championship hardware? Before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Welcome back. We're in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with Mike Gary and the All-Pro defensive end, our acting legend, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. Great to be with both of you for the first time in many moons. And we hope that, Mike, you're feeling a lot better.
And I am ready to hit the dusty trail and get going here. Now, this whole baseball thing here, Fred, let's set the stage here.
Yeah.
There was rumors of this thing for the last few years that the Astros, you know, people, oh, they're stealing signs. The other teams are tipping pitches there. They will come to find out that a guy out in center field figuring out the signs that the catcher was hanging out, and then they were relaying them back to the dugout and the runway there, the dugout. There's a video camera or a screen up there. They're looking, oh, it's going to be a fastball. They hit the drum trash can twice. The batter knows the fastball's coming. He rips it out of the ballpark. He knows what's going on. And this thing goes on and on and on, and apparently it's, you know, it becomes quite the big deal. Now, who knows about it? Well, you know, you think the manager maybe, you think the, you know, players must know because they're hearing the pounding on this thing. Finds out that not only does the manager know about it, he decides to do nothing about it, A.J. Hinch. The general manager knows about it. This Jeff Lanau, he knows about it as well, too. He's not saying anything about it. And Alex Cora, the bench coach, good player in his day, used to do whatever it took to win. Well, he sure went a little over the line here and did a little more. And he was the guy that designed this deal and then takes it on to the Red Sox and does it on the Red Sox, not with the pounding of the deal, but they're still looking at the signs and flashing them out to the batter so that he's now fired at the same time. This thing is huge. It's hit two teams. The whole team knows about it. It wasn't until one of their players, this Mike Fiers, who was a pitcher on the Astros, finally opens up, and when he gets traded to the Oakland A's, says, look, I got to say something about this. They almost destroyed Yu Darvish's career. This thing is crazy. We got to talk about this thing here a little bit. And it gets out in the open, and still it takes longer until finally this year something uncovers it. And here we are, Fred, with this big scandal. And now Major League Baseball investigates. They check it out, and now they're going to issue their suspensions. Okay, they suspend Hinch. They suspend Lanau, the general manager from the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. They are going after Alex Cora. It looks like he's going to get suspended. So now management jumps in. Wait a second. We didn't know about this, so let's not only suspend him. We're firing Hinch. We're firing Lanau from the Astros. We're going to fire Alex Cora from the team, and everybody's happy again. Am I right, Fred? Everything's solid?
Well, it's a good summation. What's shaping up here is a hideous cover-up by ownership, because they knew about this a long time ago. And if it wasn't for fires dumping the old cherry basket in the middle of the road, if it wasn't for him doing that, this thing would have rolled right along and nobody would have been the wiser, as they say. But he didn't. And he said that this thing was ridiculous, and this was an elaborate scheme set up by these players on the Astros and on the Red Sox. But the bench coach of the Red Sox,
Alex Cora was the manager of the Red Sox. He was bench coach on the Astros.
Yeah, he was bench coach, and so everybody knew about it. And they kept it quiet. Now when everybody talks about this subject matter, they have an automatic. It stops supposedly with players and management. You know, it's like the manager knew and the bench coach knew, which Cora was the bench coach for Hinch in 17, and we knew all about this. And here's where I want to go with this. Just like I mentioned at the top of the show earlier. We saw in the history of baseball, we saw Major League Baseball tell America, if not the world, that they were outraged and shocked that players were doing steroids. And the biggest problem we had is they were destroying the integrity of the game, meaning all the Hall of Fame numbers. You know, the Hall of Fame and baseball's statistics are the temple of God. And you don't monkey with that stuff. And so they said, we've got to punish these guys. So the press started coming around and asking questions. They started asking questions of players because they were the players. And they're the ones that had, you know, shaved heads and huge biceps. And all of them were just hitting baseballs. And the place was packed every week. There was so much enthusiasm in Major League Baseball. But what happened is that the ownership, in fact, knew all along what was going on and went along with it. They never did anything to say, hey, look, you know, I'm going to fine you. I'm going to take you off the team if you continue doing this. Ownership knew this. So the press come along. And the press wants to interview ownership. Well, ownership says to the press, you know, look, we'll make all these players available for you in the press room, and you have access to the locker room, and you can come right into the locker room, which is a huge taboo. Although it's done, the ownership, especially of the Giants, especially the Cardinals, they let the press into the locker room to talk to these players,
right.
and they turned the investigation appetite of the mainstream media, of print and electronic media, they turned it away from themselves and gave them access to the players. And of course, that's big time. That's news. You know, when you talk to Barry Bonds and he throws a chair across the room and says, "Get out of here," that's great. That's a great story, and that's what became out of the news churning cycle that the press had with the players.
Plus, the fans were involved too, Fred. The fans start getting involved.
I know.
Too.
Well, of course they do. That's a natural progression. But what they didn't do, what they didn't talk about, was the fact is that ownership turned the players over to the press. They didn't want to. They didn't want this to be an ownership league problem. They wanted it to be at the whim of rogue players who decided to cheat so they could get into the Hall of Fame, so they could get more money. They had get a better contract. This is exactly what I see is going on here.
You're involving management in this.
I'm telling you that this scam about cheating and stealing signs was known throughout the organization by the Astros.
From the top of the chain.
All the way down. And so here's my deal. People are upset about, we've got to punish these players. What are we going to do? So they came out with this lame they came out with this lame policy, and 5 points where we're going to fine the Astros $5 million. And, you know, which is, you know, the catcher has $5 million on him while he's playing. You know, he's got it in his chest protector. So here's my deal. There's no reason, absolutely no reason, not to make the Astro owner divest the team. That's,
yeah, we're going to talk about
punishment.
That.
We'll get into this
because Jim Crane, the owner, he jumps out in front and says, "Well, not only is
he
him
sure
suspended and
sure
Lanao, but I'm going to fire them." So he fires them, and Boston does the same thing. They haven't even really handed down a suspension for Cora, but the chairman there, Tom Werner, the principal owner, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, they make a big statement. We'll read it later to you. They get rid of Alex. So there's something stinks here. We're going to get into it. So stay with us here. We'll bet online a little bit. Find out about football, and then the rest of the show, baseball. We're going to get into this with Fred Dreyer, Sports Lounge.
Attention sports fans. Now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We're hot and we're bothered at the Sports Lounge today. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Mike Gary and the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter Land's End. You see him everywhere. It's the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And let me set the table for you, Fred, because I know you want to talk about the Astros and the Red Sox and management and how they were involved in this whole cheating scandal that we outlined for you. Here's the deal. They handed down a punishment, $5 million fine to the Houston Astros. Chump change. What did you say, Mike Gary? They made $60 million off the World Series? Is
that correct? So according to Buster Olney, ESPN reporter and all things baseball financial, says that the entire value of the World Series, be it ticket sales, be it prospective ticket sales for next year, merchandising and whatnot, is a $60 million windfall for those cheating Astros.
There you go. The loss of a first and second round draft pick. But successful teams, they pick later. And who knows what the values are, the draft picks. They can liquidate that cost. The suspension, and then, of course, Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, fires Lanao and Hinch, the general manager and the manager of the team. And so now we're moving into spring training. So this executive says, well, you know, this is a clean slate. A clean slate? Is that a clean slate, Fred Dreyer? Is that it? Is that enough punishment for a team that cheated their way at the best home record in baseball, was sitting there? You got to know that they were bragging to the owner, say, yeah, I think we got a way to win, man. Cora, he's figured it out. They can find the signs. We know what's coming. Come on. They must have been very cocky, these guys. I mean, Alex Cora, he was so cocky when he won the World Series. Let me remind everybody. He was invited to the White House to visit President Trump, and he was very nasty in his refusal of going to see the President of the United States. Whether you like the guy or not,
he didn't go.
So turnabout comes
real,
back to haunt you.
Real arrogance, believe me.
Arrogance,
well,
that's the key.
Well,
so go
Crane, for it. Crane set the 100-meter of a high hurdle record getting to the microphone so he could announce the firing of his manager and general manager so nobody would point the finger and start asking him any questions about his interpretation or what he knew or what he didn't know.
This is exactly what you get. Exactly like Nixon and, you know, Halderman and Ehrlichman. Ichabod Crane out there taking heads, taking skulls.
Exactly
before the,
correct,
points
Mike.
To him.
That's exactly right, Mike. And the press, you don't see anything. You don't see anybody asking this question. Wait a minute. What did the ownership know? What did they know? And let's, Mr. Crane, please explain to us, where were you in all of this? How come this scandal automatically stops? Remember, look who's stopping the investigation, the owner of the team, by sacrificing the manager and the general manager. And so what you have is a collusion, I think, between media and the Major League Baseball. And I think that media has been told, if you want to just extrapolate this, and I think media has been told, hey, look, don't dig into this. This will destroy the sport.
And that's one thing, Fred, I think you're 100% right on, which I think we should bring up now, is this gag rule that, you know, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, has laid down to all teams saying, hey, you guys, shut up. Don't comment on this publicly. And everybody knows out there that Rob Manfred, he's the commissioner, but he is, you know, a vassal of the owners.
Well, yeah, they hired him.
Yeah.
They hired him to speak for them, and this thing is deeper than you could probably imagine.
They're trying to sweep it. Listen, Alex Cora. Okay, I'm a Dodger fan. He was on the team. He wasn't the greatest player of all time. He would do what it takes, but he was involved. He was the guy that developed both the banging scheme and utilizing the replay review room to decode and transmit the signs. And Cora was in both schemes, and he was the guy that participated in this and condoned the player's conduct on this thing as well, too. He's the bench coach when he was on the Astros, for God's sakes. He's he's an open and engaging guy, takes pride in his image. And so Cora, you know, he didn't apologize. I told you, he didn't go to the White House. He didn't even apologize for this right now. But his... he feels like stealing signs is part of the game. He talked about this. He said it when he was a guy on ESPN. He says you do anything you can do to get the edge. You steal signs.
There's a difference.
He says, I learned in what you do. He says, you try to do it. You just do it to get the edge. But here's the deal, Fred. You're right. He crossed the line. The entire team crossed the line. All the players knew about this. This is crossing the line when you're using video technology to cheat.
Well, that's what they do, and it should be reprimanded very severely. I think that owner of that franchise should divest that franchise and get someone else in there. And if the ownership of the Red Sox said that they believe they deserve to win the World Series because they played hard, then that's fine. You can have that opinion, and it might be true. However, if that's the case, why are you firing Cora?
There's also one more name in this sad saga. Carlos Beltran, who was a pitcher and player on the Astros, who was actually hired, you guys, as you know, as manager of the Mets. And according to the crack staff here at CRN Sports Lounge iTeam, is that the Mets are, quote unquote, revisiting the decision about Carlos Beltran as manager moving forward. So that might be the next shoe to drop.
I think the more bodies that come to the surface, the more bodies, the more satisfied I think people will be that Major League Baseball is getting to the bottom of this.
But the bottom line, Fred, is your talk about the ownership, because if you look at it, they haven't even really doled out punishment from the Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, to Alex Cora, but the Red Sox already, in hearing that he was involved, they've stepped up. As I mentioned, John Henry, Chairman Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy, all these guys get together. They issue a statement. We collectively decided that it would not be possible for Alex to effectively lead the club going forward.
That's
and we
right.
mutually agreed to part ways. This is a sad day for us. Alex is a special person,
sad.
A beloved member of the Boston Red, the Red Sox. We are grateful for his impact on our franchise. We will miss his passion, his energy,
and
his cheating. I mean, and his significant contributions to the community and to New England and to Puerto Rico. Okay, they're jumping out in front of it. They don't want people to analyze that themselves.
What
they
they're saying is, no more questions. This subject is closed.
You got it, Fred. I think you really hit on this one. It's a lot deeper than just hitting the media, fake media, and the sports
it's
media.
It's ownership. They care so much about the integrity of the game. You know, these owners, that's why they own these teams. These billionaires get together and they concoct a way of massive egos, and they just decide, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to cheat because we can.
We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, Fred Dreyer from CRN Sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have you all with us. So more on this baseball cheating scandal here. Back in 2017, Game 4 of the World Series, people saying, well, you know, if they were stealing signs, how did Alex Cora pitch such a great game in this thing? Or rather, Alex Wood pitch such a great game for the Dodgers. So here's the deal. Starting pitcher Alex Wood, he only gave up one run, one hit over 5 2/3 innings, but the process that he used that night, he and he got together with his catcher for that game, Austin Barnes. They switched their sequence every 8 pitches. out of paranoia that the Astros were stealing signs. They heard rumors that somebody was tipping signs and they were stealing them. They didn't know they were doing it with video cameras, but they knew something was going on. So Mike Fiers, you know, he when he gets traded to Oakland and he puts the a face on this thing and says, yeah, they were cameras out there in the outfield. This tells you what was going on. Alex Wood turns out the performance of his World Series career, for gosh sakes, Fred Dreyer.
Well, let me tell you what. While all this is going down live during the broadcast, there's a guy right up the corridor from the Astro dugout who is running monitors. He has several monitors off of a desk. People are walking up and down the corridor. There was so this was not kept a secret. They did,
no.
The arrogance of this thing.
That's
the
right.
Bold, shocking arrogance. And you mean to tell me that the owner, Crane, never knew anything about it? Now, I'll go one step further. If he didn't know, he still should be made to sell his team.
Absolutely.
One thing also, I think if the Major League Baseball's propaganda arm didn't want to stifle all comments about this, we would find out that every other team probably knew this was going on too and alter their signals
yes,
as well.
You better believe it, man.
He got the money. Crane got the money. He's the owner. The Astros went 8-1 at home in that October of 2017 on their way to a championship.
And they had
pitchers like Chris Sale facing them, Tanaka, Sabathia, Yu Darvish,
Kershaw
gave up 28 runs in 31 and a third innings. Give me a break. That's amazing because they were being tipped off. Well, I got to tell you. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, a reminder for you on that one. Get Fred Dreyer. Send the emails. We'll get back to your emails next week on the show. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Shaq Sports Hour.
Sports fans, we're talking all-time most heartbreaking moments. You're on.
Shaq, I sent my husband to get an Epson Ecotec printer, and he bought the wrong printer.
Ooh, that's bad. But as far as sports...
He bought one with cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges are a pain, but...
The Ecotec is cartridge-free. Comes with a ridiculous amount of ink.
Your husband owes you big time. Let me talk to him.
Already taken care of. He's giving me a foot massage right now. Say hi, dear.
Hey, Shaq.
Nice.
Sports Hour.
Sponsored by Epson Ecotec. Just feel and chill.
Get your Epson Ecotec at Staples today.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. Outdoors get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, see store for details, valid through February 26th.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo Dry Erase Markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only a dollar each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/18/20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end. And, Neil, we're talking all baseball here. It's amazing, baseball capping a lot of these headlines and stuff. But we got to bring in our buddy Adam Burns from the sportsbook manager from betonline.ag. Adam, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
Fred, let's talk to Adam here a little bit. These were some good games here last weekend. We're looking at some additionally great games this weekend on Sunday. I mean, come on. That guy Derrick Henry, he's like, it takes you 5 yards just to wrap your arms around him. You played football. You ever seen a guy that big and that fast, Fred?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a bunch of guys that I saw through the years that I played that were pretty good-sized boys at the time. You know, but I figure by the time he hits the line of scrimmage, they can compare him, you know, with all of the great running backs. But they're going about 35, 40 miles an hour by the time they get the ball 8 yards deep in the backfield and hit the line of scrimmage. They do a lot of damage. And this guy here is he's dangerous, that guy,
well,
Henry.
Adam, we got the Titans playing the Chiefs. Chiefs, what, 7.5-point favorites? What do you think on this game here? Give us some help.
Yeah, 7.5 points is spot on is what we have right now. And you know, you were just talking about Derrick Henry. I mean, he's sort of the X factor. I mean, I don't know if he's going to put up another 180-yard game again, you know, two weeks in a row, which we actually have a prop up on if he will do it at you know, 7-1. But you know what? I've been a proponent of the Titans. I think that they're one of those teams, and I think I said this last week on air, that you know, you get these teams that come in hot into the playoffs and, you know, like the old Giants style. And I think I predicted on this show that the Titans would win. And people kind of laughed at me, but
you were right.
They did.
You were right, Adam. And Fred, what do you think? Titans or Chiefs? What's your pick?
Well, I'm going with the Chiefs because of the example of coming back from 24 points to nothing down last week, and it was a hell of an effort. They are a very explosive offense, Kansas City, and and you know it really makes the betting line on this thing look interesting. It's what, 7.5 points?
7.5 points. Mike Gary, your pick.
I'm going to have to go with the expert, Adam. I'm going to go with the Titans. That seems like great value at plus 280. So I'm going to go with the expert.
7.5 points. That's a lot of points. I think I go Titans as well, too, on this thing. Sorry, Fred. Let's go with the next game. Start with you, Fred. Green Bay against San Francisco in San Francisco. Again, what is this, Adam? Another 7.5 points on this one. Is that right?
Yeah, we opened at 7, and, you know, we're taking a little bit more money on the 49ers, so it went to 7.5. You know what? I'm going to be dead honest here. I think the Packers beat them. I mean, if you look
really
at the schedules of the teams this year, I think that the 49ers, you know what? They've had a great year, but I think that Aaron Rodgers, and he's got a chip on his shoulder, and no one's given credit all year. And I've said this probably throughout the season on our calls, that I think that he's, you know what, he's in the zone. And you know what, Packers win the Super Bowl. You know what, if I'm wrong, you can call me out on it.
Oh, boy. Second, Fred Dreyer.
I don't know if you were looking at the Frisco 49er game a while back on Monday night or Sunday night football.
That means nothing.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. What means something? They played that game, and it was deep into the season, and it wasn't pretty. Now, I don't see any difference. I don't see any difference at all. And the line of scrimmage will be defined, I think, correctly by San Francisco.
So I'm Fred. You're picking San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll give. Let's
couple
get,
beers. That's
get
good.
A six pack out of there.
All right. So Fred's going San Francisco. Right, I'm going San
Canadian
Francisco.
Beer. Yeah. Blue.
Canadian beer. The Vlad Blue. There you go. What about you, Mike? Gary, your pick?
I hate to disagree with the expert, but I think that Green Bay right now is a one-man gang. I think Aaron Rodgers. If he plays great, they might win, but. That's all it's going
to
take.
I'd like to see it.
I think San Francisco's got this one.
It'd be fun to see a Packer
Titan. I think you
Super
guys
Bowl.
Got this wrong, man. He's got the chip on his shoulder.
There we go.
Everybody has a chip.
This is what I like to see, a little discussion here on the show. So, really, we don't know anything. We can't help you out, but you can contact Adam and tell him what you think. Where can they get a hold of you, Adam Burns, the sportsbook manager of betonline.ag? We go right to the website?
Yeah, go right to the website or at betonlineburns. And on Twitter, and hit me up, and we can debate and we can argue as much as we want, but go Packers.
Okay, he's on Twitter at BetOnline Burns, B-U-R-N-S. You can also go to betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. We'll find out what it's all about. This is going to tell you who's in the Super Bowl. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, in essence, a little more on this this whole baseball stealing signs type deal. It appears to me that A.J. Hinch, Alex Cora, this guy Jeff Lanau, the general manager of the Astros, scapegoats, Fred. Mm-hmm. Scapegoats. Here's one more thing, and I need your comment on this, because this commission from baseball, Rob Manfred, after they investigated the Astros there and still investigating the Boston Red Sox, but management on Boston got rid of them already. Anyway, the commission details that at one point during the season, a White Sox pitcher, Chicago White Sox, Danny Farquhar, appeared to notice that there was the banging or noticed something was going around. He thought his signs were being stolen. And so investigators said there was a sense of panic in the Houston Astros dugout before the game ended because a group of the Astros players removed the monitor from the wall in the tunnel that they were looking at. They had a camera in center field looking at the catcher, hanging out the signs, and then they're decoding them and hitting the side of a trash can to go ahead and notify the batter on their team as he's at the plate. And so they took this monitor down and they hit it, the monitor, in an office. And then in postseason, they used a portable monitor, was set up on the table, replacing the monitor that was on the wall so that, you know, they could get rid of this thing pretty quickly. Everybody on the team knew about this.
Everybody.
Management had to know.
Everybody knew it. And they didn't want to investigate further because the real facts would have come out. And all these guys, all these baseball guys, when they're threatened under the possibility of losing a career and money and being fined and being disgraced publicly, they'll go belly up and they'll be the first ones to point at the people who started this. And those finger points goes right back to ownership. I made a just a little note here. You know, it's really interesting, isn't it? How Deflategate
with the Patriots
in Boston, the sideline spying that Belichick is supposed to be accused of,
Spygate, right.
All the Spygate, and Belichick himself, you know, has been the target of press and the hatred by the press. Well, the press wants to continue investigating this cheating aspect until the Major League Baseball owners come to them and say, stop doing it. And they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. But they are in this case, because the greater good is, you know, we cheated and you know, it was ridiculous and we got away with it. We won some championships and you know, who knows how much that actually, how do you quantify the cheating aspect, the level of cheating, how it helped them win the World Series?
You
don't know, but. When you take and compare what ownership in Major League Baseball is telling the press, this is what I'm looking at. The press wants to continue investigating cheating aspects until Major League Baseball says, that's enough, boys. And Major League Baseball is going to win.
They're going to win. They're going to win on this one. You're right. And Mike Gary, you mentioned Carlos Beltran, right? He was on the Astros in 2017, and one of the pitchers that faced him said, I actually went back, and after the game looked at the at-bat, he says, I knew it might be the last time I could pitch against him, so I wanted to get him out. He was always such a hard out. I got ahead 0-2, and then he laid off four straight pitches. I couldn't believe it. When I went back to watch it, I heard the banging. I just figured it was tipping or whatever. No one knew to what extent. Hey, we're telling him to lay off it. No wonder Beltran was doing so well so he could make some more money later on.
And he almost tacitly admitted it, too, and during the offseason. He was like kind of a wink and a nod. But that's one thing that I'm kind of concerned about is the accountability of the players.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen, you know, some heads roll in terms of managers and bench coaches. Of course, you know, ownership's untouchable, just like Fred said. But the players, you know, they wield so much power within their collective bargaining agreement. That's why baseball will not. They will never discipline these players.
Well, because they won't be given the go-ahead by the Astro owners and Major League Baseball to delve in, do the research, because it's very simple. They know who was sitting where. They know what team was on what team. They
yep.
know everything about it. And they could come up with a real tight roster of guilty players if they were allowed to investigate it. And they'll never be allowed to investigate
But also, you know, and well said, and also, you know, baseball and other sports, you know, to be kind, I've also had this endemic, if you're not cheating, you're not trying mentality.
Yeah,
and so you know, it's one of those things, like it's like a teenager, like it's okay and only if you get caught.
They crossed the line.
Well, this was this campaign to cheat is almost governmental in size and proportion and impact. You know,
sweep it under the rug.
If you're a second baseman. And a guy just hits a double, and he comes cruising into second base, and the second baseman takes a peek and watches what he's doing. He can tell if he's looking, you know, past the pitcher into the catcher to get signs, and he knows, because he does it himself. He knows that there is an effort to steal the pitches to find out what's going. That's baseball. You know, that's part of the game, you
right?
know? But he's not using, you know,
a
telescope,
yeah,
and
exactly,
and a mini screen or a laptop. He's not going to pull a laptop out of his uniform at second base and try to plug the numbers.
Well, that was the edict from the commissioner after the last Red Sox cheating scandal involving the Apple Watch, where they're like, "Hey, we understand that people will try to steal signs, but if you use technology to steal those signs, we're going to come down hard." And I think that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah, you are, and what I'm just
on three.
I'm so thrilled
three
we get to see more of this stuff, more lying going on. It's a godsend for me to see this.
You want them to divest themselves of the teams, don't you?
Want someone to stand up and say, you know what, Mr. Crane, you got to get rid of the team. Sorry, you're a loser. Get out.
There you have it. Fred Dreyer, a little bit more. We continue here. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and Fred Dreyer. Hot edition for you today, talking baseball. Don't forget football, Super Bowl coming up too.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Final segment of the show today. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, I guess it gets down to this. You know, you mentioned here earlier in the show, stealing signs part of the game. If you're a second baseman, you can tip right off a sign, you can tell somebody. But when technology gets involved, should we have less technology, more technology? As soon as you put it, like you said, a telescope, or you got a video camera with a telephoto lens, and you got people looking to see what the signs are, and they're putting it on a monitor, and somebody's banging on a trash can, you cross the line there, correct?
Well, of course. But to me, the hilarity of this thing is the group of people that have decided they're going to do this. They're going to put all this stuff. We got to get to the stadium. We got to get into the locker room. We got to get there before everybody else does and get our table set up, get our three-screen computer set up. We got to get the communication and the hardwire and the Wi-Fi set up from the center field where our spotter's going to be. And we got to get everything all kind of squared away. And we got to get there before the team comes in and starts screwing with everything. And then pretty soon, you know, we're going to be ready to steal these signs and win this game.
Yeah, you're right. The biggest victims of the sign stealing in the case here of the Astros, the credibility, I think, of recent baseball history. Was that a tarnished World Series? Of course it was. The opponents. You know, look at Yu Darvish, almost destroyed his career. What if this guy went on and hung himself after that performance that he had? You know what I'm saying? Clayton Kershaw giving away the lead at the same time. You got Mike Fiers, the fans, probably the biggest guys that got ripped off, and the Astros in their future. That's
the guy I want to talk to. I want to talk to Fiers because it was his coughing up what happened that kicked this whole thing off.
The guts.
And he knows way more than he's divulged.
What about some of the guys that got traded? The Dodgers had a guy from the Astros. You know, I think he's still on the team, first baseman. I forget his name. But everybody knew on the team. Why did they say, hey, look, you guys got cheated out of your World Series title? You know, and that's the whole deal. Anyway, that's our show. It's always good fun to be with all of you there. Don't forget to follow Fred, Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. I'm Mike Horn. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, Frisco over Green Bay this week. Book it.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.